Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Anna Da Silva, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is 5 Ways to Humiliate Yourself as a Middle-Aged Woman While Paying Joe Wicks for the Pleasure. Back in March, when the UK went into lockdown, all sorts of enthusiastic celebrities launched free online classes and courses to keep us busy during our confinement. There was dancing and drawing, behind-the-scenes visits to zoos and museums, math and science lessons, and from the tigerish diet and fitness guru Joe Wicks, daily PE with Joe sessions. In a desperate bid to keep my housebound 11-year-old occupied, whilst also trying to work full-time from home, I clutched at all these offers. I had timetables of them stuck on the fridge and tried vainly to enthuse my daughter about them. As she was in her final term of primary school, she had zero motivation to do any of the dull work set by her teacher. She is at peak tween, too old and opinionated to happily do what she's told, too young to really structure her own day. She greeted my efforts at homeschooling with the most scathing of raised eyebrows and slouched back to the bed or the sofa. After a few weeks, I gave up and basically left her to a timetable of reading, baking, and playing with the dog for the next 3 months. However, in an attempt to create some structure in my own strange, soupy days and to fend off the impacts of daughter's baking, I did continue to join the buff and bouffant body coach every morning at 9 a.m. for a daily dose of sweaty HIIT training, high-intensity interval training. Essentially 25 minutes of 30 seconds of different exercises, followed by 30 seconds of rest, together with hundreds of thousands of other leanies from around the world. I jumped like a kangaroo, kicked like a Messi, squatted like a sumo wrestler, and collapsed on the floor at the prospect of a burpee. Joe carried on with his live PE lessons right up to July, when the notional school holidays began. I surprised myself by being dismayed at the prospect of them coming to an end. I liked walking, biking, swimming, and rowing. Nice, smooth, calm forms of exercise. But I generally hate jumpy, sweaty exercise and have since school. I go very red very quickly and then stay bright puce for hours. I haven't set foot in a gym in 20 years. I can't catch, kick, or hit a ball, and I have huge, unhelpful boobs, think cantaloupes, that make any form of running or jumping uncomfortable and embarrassing. Nevertheless, as PE with Joe came to an end, I found myself signing up for Joe's 90-day plan, a program of recipes and increasingly challenging workouts designed to burn fat and build lean muscle. I've dragged myself to Weight Watchers and Slimming World over the years, suffering the weekly humiliation of the public weigh-in. I've lost 30-plus pounds in the process, but always ended up putting it all back on again. Maybe it was time for a different approach. I like the idea of the 90-day plan because I get to work out without leaving my house, because we're admonished to stay off the sad step, scales, because I don't have to speak to anyone about my weight or body image, and especially because I get to eat cheese and avocados and nuts and pancakes, all of which I've been trying to avoid for years. I'm about 75 days into my 90 days now. I'm sticking with it. Slowly and surely, I am seeing some smoothing out of my lumpy bits. But boy, have I jettisoned some dignity along the way. Here are five of the humiliations implicit in being a middle-aged leanie. 1. There is a lot of jumping and bouncing. Climb the rope, star jumps, kangaroo hops, high knees, running on the spot. I have invested in a couple of sports bras, but still, the jiggling is real. I don't think the bra has been invented that could strap my appendages in place. And then, as any lady who has given birth can confirm, there is the challenge of bladder control that results from bouncing about. 2. The many variations on a plank. For those, like me, who had not previously encountered the plank, you basically assume the starting position for a press-up and then stay there, for ages, while trying to maintain a rigid flat body line, not slumping down or sticking your bum up in the air. If you do this correctly, your belly, gradually, starts to shake with a strain. There are lots of other variations on a plank that Joe likes to throw at us. High ones, low ones, side ones, agony, shoulder tap ones, knee to elbow ones, and the absolute worst, mountain climbers. This is where you essentially attempt to run while in plank position. "Keep going," exhorts the ever effervescent Joe. "Quicker, don't stop, get those knees up to your chest." "But Joe, my knees won't reach my chest because my belly is in the way. That's why I'm here, to get rid of it." I really thought I was bossing my planking, to use a Joe term, until I made the mistake of working out in front of a mirror, which is when I realized that thanks to gravity and a lack of stomach muscles, I have a roll of dimpled flab dangling over the waistband of my leggings. Horrific. I have avoided working out in front of a mirror ever since. 3. Burpees. What fresh hell is this? The worst possible combination of 1 and 2 above. Dive face down onto the floor. Haul yourself up. Jump up with your arms above your head. Repeat. How is it possible to get so exhausted without ever leaving the room? Now, in the third month of the 90-day plan, I have to tackle a 2-minute burpee challenge. My record is 19, and by the end of the 2 minutes, I can't even get back onto my knees. Joe does his workouts in his immaculate, gleaming Spartan kitchen. Joe clearly has a cleaner. I do mine in the room off the kitchen, which houses the piano and the sewing machine. It's also where the dog likes to lie and chew illicit things she's found in the garden. I have spent a lot of time these last months face down on the floor, eyeballing the ingrained dog hair in the carpet, and sucking in God knows what as I gasp for breath. 4. Incontinence. As part of the dietary side of the 90-day plan, I am required to drink 3 liters of water each day. Yep, that's 3 whole liters! In addition to any tea or coffee that I'm not meant to drink but can't survive without. Apparently, having this much liquid sloshing around in my system is meant to result in something called the whoosh effect. Yes, really. Where the fat in my cells is gradually replaced with water, which one day, with a whoosh, will flush out, leaving me svelte and toned. I am not there yet. Where I am, particularly when combined with the effects of childbirth, see above, is never more than 20 steps from the bathroom. This poses particular challenges when attempting to walk the aforementioned dog. 5. Taking and sharing photos of oneself in underwear. The emphasis of this plan is on changing shape rather than losing weight. Hence, it is necessary to take both measurements and photos to evidence any change. I get that. I've taken the photos. They're lurking in my phone. But I'm expected to upload the photos of me and my undercrackers to Joe's Body Coach website, which I have not done and will not do. Even worse, there is a Facebook support group for people on the plan with a mere 93,000 members worldwide, and lots of people share their before, during, after photos on there. Some of them, it is true, have undergone miraculous transformations. I thank them for their generosity and moral support. But really, nothing will ever induce me to share photos of myself laid bare in my saggy gray undies with a bunch of strangers. My staff or builder or daughter's teacher could be on this group. I have another couple of weeks left of my 90 days. I'm still a long way from being at my target weight and shape. The belly rolls may be shrinking, but they're still there. I aspire to maybe feel comfortable in a bikini for the first time in my life before I hit 50, so I will have to persevere well beyond the 90 days. Who knows, maybe one day I'll actually manage a full press-up without collapsing in the dog hair. In the meantime, I will continue to enjoy being actively encouraged to eat peanut butter. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.